Imagine a life where you can spend according to your values, give generously, love richly, live intentionally, and handle your finances biblically. That's what the Faith and Finance podcast is all about. I'm your host, Adrienne Hildebrand, and on the Faith and Finance podcast, we discuss personal finance, intentional living, and value-aligned spending by sharing inspiring stories and practical topics to help you steward your finances in a way that honors God and builds your faith and wealth for the present and generations to come. Let's get started. Hey friend, welcome back to the Faith and Finance podcast, or welcome to the Faith and Finance podcast. I'm Adrienne. I'm so excited that you are here today. I want to talk about a really important topic and something that might step on your toes a little bit. In fact, this is something I actually have had to deal with and at times still have to deal with because I'm not financial, you know, exactly where I want to be financially. But today I want to talk about an idea that you cannot be bougie and broke. So I'm going to be a little bit maybe tough for a second, but stick with me. And there is a point to all of this. I'm going to give you some pointers at the end. So I already said some of y'all are not going to like me for what I'm about to say today, but you cannot be bougie and broke. I want you to have, you know, the best that life can give. I want you to have nice things. I want all of those things for you. However, when you get things out of the proper order and you start trying to live above your means, get into a loads of debt for things like cars or just whatever in your home, you're doing things out of the proper order. So I want you to be able to appreciate the fruits of your labor, all of those things. Those are wonderful. Those are good. That is scriptural to be able to enjoy the fruit of your labor. But some of y'all are trying to have the benefits of having money without having money. I've been there. If you've listened for any amount of time, you know that. You know that we were dead broke. And it was very hard to get out of debt into a place where we are now. Do we have it all together? Absolutely not. Do I constantly have to die to myself, basically, and put my wants and needs at the foot of the cross? Because sure, it'd be great to go rack up a ton of debt to do all these renovations on our home, you know, all these things. But is that the proper order of things? I don't think so. And here's why. In Luke chapter 16, I want to read a couple of verses for you, okay? Bear with me here. He also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. We know that Jesus spoke in parables often to his disciples, or to anyone really. And so basically in this scripture that we just read, the employee, the manager of the money, was ripping off the owner of the money. When you don't handle your money right, when I don't handle my money right, we're ripping off God. We are ripping off God. Those are some tough words. And when you get so greedy and start ripping off God by trying to, you know, whether it be you're not paying your tithe or being faithful in caring for your family, you know, buying too much and not being a steward of what he's given to you because it all belongs to him, you're ripping him off. That is not cool, right? But he also gives us some hope here. He says, but if you are faithful in little, you will be faithful with much. When God can entrust us with little and we do the right thing with it, we will be entrusted with much. But if we're dishonest with a little bit, if we say, oh, I think I can afford this car. It's a X amount of dollar car payment and it's really kind of out of our budget, but I'll figure it out. That's kind of being dishonest in my opinion, right? Because you don't truly know that you're going to be able to figure that out. And I'm just using that as an example, but you don't really know. You don't have a plan. You don't have something coming down the pipeline that says, oh, I'm going to be able to pay this off quickly. Can you make a plan for that? Absolutely. And if you need help with that, I'm happy to help you make a plan to get out of debt, do a budget, whatever you need to do. But if you try to finagle things like that, what else might you finagle, right? And I'm guilty of it too. I am preaching to the choir here, y'all. But you can't be bougie and broke. If you can make some sacrifices, if you are broke right now and you're trying to be bougie, if you're broke and you're trying to live above your means, and you start today by number one, repenting, God, forgive me, help me to do the right thing. And if you also can ask the Lord to truly like change your mindset and to change your heart, because ultimately this is a heart issue, right? When I want a ton of fancy stuff that I can't really afford right now, maybe someday, you know, and again, expensive is relative, right? Like your income, your net worth may be a whole lot more than mine. So what's expensive for you may not be expensive for me, or what's expensive for me may not really be expensive for you, because everybody's got a different situation. So don't judge based on that, okay? But there are many people I know who try to live bougie, right? And I know that they're broke. You know that they're broke. And you're like, what? What is happening here? Don't do that. But God can help you out of that if you give it over to him. And back to the heart issue thing that I was mentioning a second ago. Sorry, I got on a tangent. But the heart issue part of this is that, who are you trying to impress? Is it because you really, really like that thing? Or is it because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses? You know, a lot of times we try to impress people we don't even really care about, not care about, that we don't even really like that much. Of course, we love everybody, but it's like, who cares? You know, and God had to change my heart around that issue, because I was trying to be bougie when I was broke, when I was dead broke. I was still trying to go out to eat all the time and go shopping and do all the things, and I couldn't. There was a time that I could not do that. In fact, I still can't say yes to everything, right? But wealth and riches are not a bad thing. It's what you do with them. But that's what I'm saying now. And that's what the Bible says, is God wants to entrust you with much, right? So to me, when I read that scripture, it says, if you can't be entrusted with little, you can't be entrusted with much. To me, that means, oh, well, God wants to give much. He is an abundant God. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns everything, right? And if you are faithful with that amount, with whatever God has given you, He will entrust you with much. I'm not saying you can't enjoy your life now. I'm not saying you can't have a car loan. You know, if it's truly something that you know you can pay for every single month and you're still going to have money to, you know, eat and live, then I understand. I am not judging you by any means in that matter. However, as I mentioned earlier, if you're trying to, I'm using a car as an example today, I guess, but it's my prime example. But if you're trying to do that and you know you don't really have the money and you're like, oh, I'll figure it out or I'll put it on credit cards, that's not the right way to go about things. So here are a couple things for you to think about. So number one, again, repent and ask God to help you. Number two, pray that the Lord would change your heart, that He would change your heart to want to honor and glorify Him with all that He has entrusted you with, or what little He has entrusted you with if you feel that way right now. Number three, you may have to make some sacrifices for a minute. We are so blessed. If you are listening in America, the majority of my listeners are from America, but we are so blessed, you guys. We are so blessed. I'm sitting in my living room right now looking at my beautiful new home that I didn't think I would ever live in a house like this. Is it exactly what I want or how I like it yet? No, but we've worked so hard to be able to do these things and to buy this home, right? And I'm just saying, like, you may have to make some sacrifices for a time. So that's number three. And number four, start today with getting on a budget or at least figuring out how much you spend. Because if you can't deal with the past, if you don't see how your spending habits are now, you cannot move forward. When I'm helping my clients write a budget, I ask them, how do you spend money right now? I don't want to know your what you think you spend. I need to know how you spend it so we can deal with it and see if it's in alignment with your values, to see if it's in alignment with how you want to spend your money, to see if it's in alignment with the things you want in your life. So that's what I have for you today. You can't be bougie and broke, but God wants to entrust you with much. He wants to entrust you with more because it's all His. If He knows that we can be a good manager of His resources down here, and it's something I'm actually struggling with right now with, like, my health. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. And if I'm not taking care of myself, then what's it all for? So know that this same message is very convicting for myself and other ways of my life right now. But you can do this. God will give you the grace to walk in this and to do the thing, right? To give you abundance, to be, whatever He is calling you to be, and to handle your money in a way in which that honors Him, right? So I don't want you to feel defeated about this message today. I want you to feel, encouraged, because you can change, you can make a difference in your life today if you follow those couple of steps I just laid out for you. Thank you so much for listening to the Faith and Finance podcast. I also just want to end this by saying, I know that I did a reintroduction for the show, and honestly, it's just a lot of life going on. To be honest with you, my grandfather and my father both have pancreatic cancer right now, and it was just a lot of news at kind of the wrong time in life. And so I chose to kind of step back. But Faith and Finance podcast is coming back and in full swing, and I am really excited. If it's not weekly, I would love to do it bi-weekly. Bear with me here. But definitely bi-weekly, if not weekly. And I'm so excited. We have a couple of guests coming on the show very soon, which you're going to love. And I'm so excited for you guys to listen to them. Keep the faith, my friend.